out of prudence, I chose to yield the microphone to one of my fellow priests to preach this evening. Brace yourselves. I do want to take a moment to offer my thanks on this my 10th anniversary of priest ordination. Special thank you to the priests who are in attendance, many of whom are some of my dearest friends and colleagues, valued co-workers in the Vineyard of the Lord. I'm very humbled and blessed to have them here with us this evening. Thanks as well to my family. My parents were here, and I ask you please to pray for all of my family members, especially those who are deceased, and my godmother, Frances Walford, who wasn't able to make it tonight because of a very serious illness. Please remember her, especially in your prayers. I'm certain whoever there is a living saint among us, it is her, and she and her prayers have brought me to this point in my priesthood. Finally, to all of my parishioners here at St. Patrick's, to my parishioners of former parishes, and all of my friends who have made the trip, some from great distances, some from just around the corner. I'm very glad to have you all here this evening to share this concept of my priesthood, but most especially to be here worshiping God. And to do so in our beautiful parish church with the assistance of our choir and all those dear to me who are here this evening. For those of you who are new to the traditional Latin Mass, Holy Communion will be distributed in the front pews here, five men on either side. Ordinarily, Holy Communion is distributed on the tongue and kneeling. Again, here in the front pews, and of course, following Mass this evening, please join us in the school cafeteria where reception